Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, welcome to Mondays 24/7. We'll hang out after the show. Going to be joined by Gil Bellows. He's been in a million TV shows.
Yeah, as soon as I saw his face, because I wouldn't have known his name, and then you see his face, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know him.
The Handmaid's Tale, Boss with Kelsey Grammer, 24, Smallville. Ally McBeal, he was one of the stars of Ally McBeal. I think probably most people know him for Shawshank Redemption. He was the guy that the guard killed because his testimony would have exonerated Andy Dufresne. And they, Brooks tried to kill him.
I guess he did that. That movie was before Ally McBeal, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, yeah, right. So, but you look at him and you're like, oh yeah, I've seen that guy. He's been on TV forever. I guess he's a huge sports fan. I'm still keyed up, to be honest with you.
Keyed up about the Bills game?
Well, just about the games in general. Yeah. The fact that it was such a great day of football right down to the end. And I thought, you know, I was so cheering for the Bills, wanted them to win. And I was crushed for Josh Allen. Watching him sit there without having a chance to touch the ball in overtime, that sucked.
I guess I'm geared up because I lost money. Maybe it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
I feel a little empty.
I always feel a kinship to long-suffering fan bases.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Buffalo go.
So now it'll be, I'll cheer for, I guess, Cincinnati. You know, not that I don't like Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So, but anyway, Gil is a big sports fan.
I'll cheer for San Fran only because I have five on them to win the Super Bowl.
Did we ever get you to watch Shawshank, by the way? We did, right?
I watched that before you guys.
Oh, I thought
before
somebody,
I even knew you.
You didn't watch it before me.
But before I even got a job on the show, it's been out for.
Okay, I knew that we wanted you to watch a couple of movies
because Jaws,
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, right. And some other movie you made me watch. Oh, that the wedding movie with a guy you hate.
And narrows it down.
Nope. Marriage.
Princess Bride. Yeah. Right. Princess Bride.
That one you made me watch.
I did not watch those movies. But then again,
those were three that I never.
I didn't watch The Dude.
You haven't seen the Big Lebowski, which is crazy.
I have seen it, but now I haven't seen
Fight Club, which is crazy to me.
So, he's going to be, Gil Bellows is going to be joining us. He's got a brand new movie coming out called The Two Deaths of Henry Baker, and he looks like a psychopathic killer in it. So,
guy gets out of prison, right?
Yeah, and we got your guy coming up too. Mom, Joe Kenda, Lieutenant
Joe Kenda. Loves Joe Kenda.
Anybody that's investigating a murder makes it on our show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty
much. And we've talked to him before. He's great.
He is very good. He is very good. Your mom's the one
he narrates his programs.
Yeah,
usually.
Mm-hmm. So, I watched a show over the weekend called The Innocent. If you have
you said we have to watch it. Four episodes?
It's only four episodes, and it's a great whodunit. It's a woman that was convicted of a crime she did not commit, and then when she gets out, the detectives in London have to figure out, okay, she didn't do it, who did?
Mm-hmm.
And the way it unfolds, I thought it was like five different people. You know, I did not see it coming. So, anyway, you can watch that on Netflix. It's pretty dang good. I haven't really stumbled across anything new and really good for a while, so that was kind of exciting whenever you grab a hold of something. You're watching it. Valerie wanted to watch it, and I sat down, and I'm like, okay, I was in, and it was really good. Nice surprise.
No, I have HBO, but they just did this thing for a new series. It's going to be on HBO Max. Am I going to get that? Or is it got to go to HBO Max?
HBO Max is, if you have HBO, you should have HBO Max. But you have to put the app on. You have to do that.
I got to figure out how to do that.
And I have HBO Max, too, in case you need it, Kelly. It's on the TV that you're not setting up.
Basically, I'm not getting it.
Kelly's the guy that sits there and goes, I don't know how do I get on the internet? That's Kelly.
On the internet.
He drives me crazy.
You can now.
The whole thing that he has been watching non-HGTV because he just doesn't plug my TV into the wall.
You don't have regular sports games, though, don't you?
Yes.
Do you have ESPN?
Oh my gosh.
You do?
We've talked about this a billion times. You can watch the games because I have Peacock is will run any NBC game. Okay. Then Paramount runs every CBS game.
I guess I really should plug that in.
I don't know how you. I don't know how you get by. All right, Gil Bellows is joining us on the phone. Let's connect with him. Hi, we're ready. We are ready, and here he is, Gil Bellows. Good morning, Gil.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Happy to be here.
Gil, we're up in New England. We got Greg Kelly and Laura here. And I don't know about you, but I still haven't calmed down from last night's games, from yesterday's games. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Here's the thing. As someone who loves to see any example of human beings achieving something on the highest level, that was really quite an illustration of that, a profound one. And as much as I don't understand what Sean McDermott did in the last 13 seconds of regulation, I really don't understand the mindset. I think he was a prisoner of the moment. What I will say is that, we all were. We all were a prisoner of that moment. And the moment was fulfilled. And when a moment is fulfilled like that, it reminds all of us that magic and the conductivity between people is truly special. That's why, the reason why television distributors pay so much money for sports is because the live magic, you can't recreate it.
No,
can't re-record it.
I agree.
You can't do it.
Live drama. 31 points went, scored after the two-minute warning.
Yeah. What were you saying, Gil? Go ahead.
The Fury Wilder 3 fight, I was ringside for that. I didn't sleep for 2 days afterwards. It was the most electric thing I'd ever seen in my life. And that was, and my guess is the people who were freezing and screaming in that stadium, do you know how many babies are going to be born in Kansas City? I'm telling you, this is true. And look, as somebody who loves the city of Buffalo and the Buffalo Bills, I played the only quarterback to win a Super Bowl in Buffalo Bills history.
Yeah.
Second string, you can look that up.
Oh, nice.
I love the Buffalo Bills. I'm a San Francisco 49er fan, okay? I love that team. I tip my hat to... I kind of wanted Pat Mahomes to beat me, the Niners.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted him to.
Yeah.
That's how much I think of him.
Yeah.
As a football player. He's a magician. And Josh Allen, he may not be a magician, but he's a grandmaster warrior.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was absolutely pulling for the Bills. I was devastated they didn't get to touch the ball in overtime. Devastated. I couldn't even sleep afterwards. And I'm a New England guy, and we're supposed to hate the Bills. But I was cheering for him to win it all, Gil. I wanted him to go all the way.
Hell yeah. How can you not like that team? How can you not root for that team? How can you not root for that city? And yet, if they're going to lose, how can you not love who they lost to?
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know? Yeah. Like, even if you don't like the Kansas City Chiefs, even if you don't like their uniform, even if you don't like this guy or that guy, you cannot say that dude was sitting on the bench with his warm-up looking like it was nothing.
Yeah.
I got 13 seconds, big deal. Give me 2 seconds, I don't care. I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And you would have. He would have, too.
You better hope the clock runs out. That's all he was thinking.
Yeah.
You better hope the clock runs out. Because I got you.
I felt the same way.
You know what it must be like in life?
Yeah.
Do you know what it must be like in life? To walk around every moment for even a short period of your life feeling that.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's responding to. The magic of that kind of knowledge, will, and ability to execute it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It goes way beyond sports.
Yep, I agree.
It goes way beyond men digging other men doing cool stuff. It has to do with the supreme power of human potential. And we all saw it, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Gil Bellows joining us now. We were just talking before you came on. We've talked all morning about the games and everything like that, but we were talking about, you know, the movies and the television shows that you've been over the years. Gil has a brand new movie out called The Two Deaths of Henry Baker, which is out on demand and digital, coming up on the, it's coming up tomorrow. But I will say that watching the trailer, Gil, you play the kind of badass that scares the hell out of me. Really? At least that's the way it looks in the trailer, anyway.
Well, let me tell you this. My children will tell you this. Now, generally, I'm a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty agreeable guy. You don't want to get me mad.
Good to know.
I don't think I do. I don't think I do.
You know what's actually really funny? Sometimes if they're having a beef with a friend or something, and they come over, and they know their friend likes to say really dumb stuff.
Yeah.
They'll actually bring them into the room with me to say it to wait to see what my reaction is. As you can see in the trailer, I do have some expressions on my face that other people find a little scary from time to time.
Yeah.
I can go there, if you know what I mean.
When you dip into a character like that, is it kind of, I got to admit, that, I mean, at least I got to think, that it's kind of freeing in a way to allow that sort of side of you.
Bad guy out?
Yeah, to let it out, to sort of, I don't know. Pretend.
Well, listen to the sound of your voice describing what you think the fun could be for me.
Right.
You're having fun just imagining it, right?
Right.
Like it sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Sounds pretty. Exactly. So the ability to do that as part of your job, the ability to explore that part of yourself as an aspect of what you do when you go to work.
Right.
Yeah. Sign me up. that's not work to me.
I think I would be the best psychopath. I could make it. I could play.
Go to your dark side.
unbelievably, but I'd be afraid to unleash the beast, you know. But the movie looks looks really good.
Well, the unleashing the beast part, right? That's why it's a profession.
Right.
Right? Because if you just unleash the beast, then, you know, the chances are we're going to see you on live TV on the news in a week.
That was Gil Bellows telling me to settle down, Beavis. That was what he was just telling me there. Gil Bellows on the phone with us. You've seen him in everything from Ally McBeal, Shawshank Redemption, and the brand new movie, which is called The Two Deaths of Henry Baker. Go ahead, Kelly.
Gil, looking at the movie poster, it almost looks like a Western, but I know it's not a Western. Is it modern day?
Well, it's an urban Western. That's okay. A really good point. It's an urban Western, right? The whole idea of it being that these two sides, the quote good, the quote bad, are going to end up ultimately meeting up. There's a bag of gold, and somebody did somebody wrong, and, you know, scores need to be settled. It's beautiful. It feels to me. My favorite era in storytelling in cinema is probably in the 1970s, because I feel like so many good stories were told then, right? Like,
yep.
Whether it was, you know, the Godfather series, or whether it was like Taxi Driver and all that jazz, to like Dog Day Afternoon, or
right.
The Deer Hunter, or Coming Home, or yeah. Again, I'm thinking about sort of like classically male, challenging stories about the psyche of the fragile American man in the fragile American world.
Right.
And this is part of that whole history. And, you know, also to get a chance to play two characters in the same story, you put that all together, this beautiful script. You know, I just feel very privileged to be a part of it.
You know, when you talk about privilege, and, you know, when you do a project, and you've done so many, you know, an actor, actress, a person involved in a movie or a television show never really knows what the finished product is going to be. So it's always a gamble. You're putting your performance in the hands of somebody else, right? But so you have really no way of knowing. You could have a great script, and you have no way of knowing. But then again, you also have no way of knowing that a movie that you were in, I don't know, what, 30 or 40, I don't even know how old it is, 30 years ago, would be played like every week on television.
Oh yeah, what is it, USA that plays?
Yeah, but I mean, that movie, obviously, I don't even need to mention the name, but I will, Shawshank, obviously, resonates. And I'll tell you, this is how much I loved it. I, when we had Clancy Brown on, I told him I hated him because of what he did to you in the movie.
Clancy is the coolest dude.
Very.
Clancy might be one of the nicest guys on the planet. Still somebody, like, if I see him or we run into each other, or, you know, we're at some event, like, I literally, like, just want to be near that dude.
Yeah.
Such a good guy.
Right. Right. When you tell stories, like when you're in, you know, this also ties into the sports thing you were talking about in a way. You know, the sports connects humans. It touches them. It is a fantasy thing. Movies are the same way. Television shows are the same way. Shawshank resonates, you know, and through all the projects that you've done. Yeah. Like, obviously, Shawshank is one that everybody knows. And there are others that a lot of people know. What role have you done, Gil, that you wish more people saw?
Oh, that's a good question, and I appreciate you asking. Can I give you two for different reasons?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so one of them is one of the first jobs I ever did. It's my first starring role. It's called Love in a 45. I star opposite a young two-time Oscar winner named Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
It's me, her, one of the great actors that nobody knows enough about, named Rory Cochran, Peter Fonda, Jack Nance, cast of characters like you wouldn't imagine.
Wow.
And I love that movie. And it's when Quentin Tarantino said, he was asked, out of all the movies that are compared to you, what's your favorite? He said Love in a 45.
Nice.
So that means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, I just came out with, it's called Women of the Movement. It's a three-part series that's on Hulu and ABC about the murder of Emmett Till and the trial.
Mm-hmm.
So the character that I play, Gerald Chatham, is the greatest. He's my hero.
Yeah.
So so those two, I would say.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. The two deaths of Henry Baker out on demand and on digital coming up tomorrow. And there's so many. We live in a world where there's so many choices, so many platforms, right? I mean, entertainment-wise, the pickings have never been greater to see great stuff, right? It's a crazy, crazy
world. Well, all I was just going to say is, if you like stuff that isn't, you know, if you're tired of watching sort of like big, superhero movies, and you want to see a cool story that's a little, a little less conventional.
Yeah.
Go to Apple or Amazon or any of those, you know, downloadable platforms and look up Two Deaths of Henry Baker and, you know, give us a test drive.
There you go. Yeah, that you were just describing me. It's the kind of movie I would seek out. Hey, great to talk to you, Gil. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and talking a little sports.
Thanks
as well. We
so
appreciate
much,
it. You got it. Take care.
Yeah, cheers.
Bye-bye.
All right.
He scared me a little bit right there in the beginning.
Oh,
I don't know
what
the hell was going to go on there.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Yeah. Whew. I don't know what was going on.
Interesting dude.
Huh?
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, a thinker. A thinker. You know, a thinker kind of guy there.
Not what I was expecting.
Nope. But
I was expecting more like Billy Thomas from Alec McBeal. Like that character.
I think you're the only one that remembers that show.
It was a great show.
I watched that
did
show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Too?
Well,
I didn't know you did. All right, there's another one. I knew you were into the, you were into the, I'm thinking about it. Hold on.
Like
the Game of the Nam.
Melrose Place. Yeah.
You're into the girl stuff, Kelly.
There was a girl, Courtney Thorne Smith, wasn't she?
Yes.
In both of those shows.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. She was. All right. Well, there you go. Interesting guy. All right. Nothing after that. I think I need a nap.
But you got a good question in there.
I did get a good question in there. Scotty wasn't here.
I know
to
he wasn't here
That's
to bring
right.
the
I'll
bell.
Forego. I'll forego this time.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. That was enlightening. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Buzz 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.